Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share, I felt to talk a little bit about, or actually teach a little bit, about the Trinity, about who God is. Think about it. If someone asked you to describe the God you serve, would you be able to do that? What is your understanding of the Godhead and how they relate to one another? Titus 2:1 says, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine." Now, if the concept of the Trinity is scripturally and theologically correct, then it should be borne out by Scripture. Both the Old as well as the New Testaments should have this understanding, this presentation of the Godhead. So what I'd like to do is just take a little bit of time, and we're going to look at some scriptures found in the Old Testament. And the best place to start is right at the very beginning. So if we go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 and 2, the word says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, there's a Hebrew word that is used there for God, and it's Elohim, spelled E-L-O-H-I-M, and it's not singular, but it's plural. And obviously, as you go through, especially reading the books of Moses, the first of five of the Old Testament, there's a continual reference to the Elohim, the plurality of referencing this one God that Israel served. And so the Jews needed a way to explain the use of this word name, the reason for it being plural. And a Dr. Jerry Brashears, who is head of theology at Western Seminary in Portland, published something very interesting, which is called the Targum Neophiti. And it was from a period that was roughly 200 years before the birth of Christ, or 500 years before the Council of Nicaea. Now, what the Jewish scholars would do, they would read the scriptures and then translate them. And a Targum was an accepted Jewish translation and reading of the Old Testament. The Targum for Genesis 1:1-2 reads, and this is just fascinating, "In the beginning, by the firstborn, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Do you see the Trinity mentioned in this very first verse of the scripture? "In the beginning, by the firstborn," who is that? Well, that's Jesus. "God," that's the Father, "created the heavens and the earth," and it speaks then in that latter portion of that verse about the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. And then going just a little bit further in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26, we come to the creation of man. And very clearly, the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image." Think about that. "According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Now, if you just read that the way it reads, it makes no sense apart from the doctrine of the Trinity. Who's the us? Who's the our? Well, obviously, it is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at another scripture, Genesis 3:22. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Obviously, there's a reference to Elohim, the plurality of the Godhead. And also, a little bit further down, remember the Tower of Babel? God saw that man was working together in an evil purpose, but they were united. And he said that nothing would be restrained from them because of that unity. And he said in 11:7, "Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Come, let us go down." So all the way through the Old Testament, I've just given you a few scriptures, from Genesis onward, we see that God is mentioned, Elohim is mentioned, indicating God the Father and Jesus and God the Spirit. And of course, then we have the Jewish translation, which says, or tradition, which says, we see Jesus there, the firstborn, God the Son. So that's very exciting. That when you think about it, especially the Jews who are so committed in their belief that there is only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. And that is absolutely true. But there is that distinction of three distinct personalities within that Godhead. Let's look at another scripture, Isaiah 48:16. Here, the word says, "Come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me." Who's speaking? That's Jesus. He is saying, "I was from the time that was, I was there. And now the Lord, his Father, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, have sent me." So this verse shows us the doctrine of the Trinity in the Old Testament. And this verse was written hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus and foretells the coming of Jesus Christ, the eternal God, God the Son, coming into history as a man. And also we see in Isaiah 61:1, the word says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to the poor." So here we see, this is of course a reference that Jesus spoke in Luke 4:18-21. Let me read that. In Luke 4, He stood up in the synagogue and began to read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And then in verse 20 it says, "And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." So Jesus was quoting this verse, referring to himself. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said repeatedly, 20 times, "The Father has sent me." All right, we've looked a little bit at the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Well, we see in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verse 35, that the Trinity appears announcing the birth of Jesus. And the angel answered and said to her, this is Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So again, we have the Holy Spirit, the power of the highest, which of course is the Father, overshadowing her, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy One who is to be born, who is the Son of God, Jesus. And then a very hard to be disputed example is found in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 16 through 17, at the baptism of Jesus. And there the word says, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So here we see Jesus physically in the waters, going down in the waters, coming up, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove coming down upon him, and a voice from heaven, which is the Father speaking, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And then another reference was Matthew 28 and 19. This is known as the Great Commission, Jesus' final words to his disciples, not only to them who were present at his ascension, but to all of us in ages and generations following. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So, on today's broadcast, I've given you just a few scriptures so you can stand firm in your belief that the Bible is very clear, both in the Old Testament as well as the New, that the theological doctrine of the Trinity is well substantiated. There is only one God, but three persons in one God who are equal to one another and totally cooperative and existing together from eternity past and eternity present and eternity future. Praise God. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, I hope that you'll be able to be with me. We're going to see how the Trinity works in history, how in terms of our own salvation, how is that operative, the work of the Trinity, and also we're going to look at some prevalent heresies that exist today regarding this number one theological doctrine of who God is. God bless you. I appreciate you joining me today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write. Let me know you're listening. And if you would write and share prayer needs, know that I'll pray personally for you and send back a letter that will be a great blessing to you, because the Holy Spirit knows your need and He knows how to minister. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,